It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob's Right Podcast. It's February the 15th, 2022, and this is about the subject involving Russia invading the Ukraine. I wanted to do a podcast a couple of weeks ago about this as this all started to brew because I knew it was all ridiculous silliness. Now, maybe by some wild chance, Russia might jump in there. Extremely unlikely, and this is not unusual. We went through this in 2014 when guess who was president? Moreover, who was vice president? Same guy who's president. Biden is Mr. Saber-rattling. He loves this stuff. He's always been very pro-military. He's been a war hawk, and he loves this. And he's always been good, great, outstanding at funding this military-industrial complex, and nothing does it better than sending 3,000 troops plus over to some sort of possible conflict with the Ukraine. But what the heck does Russia really want with the Ukraine? Well, they apparently have some gold or something, and they need money, and they don't need this problem. Ukraine has been a consistent problem from collapsing every few months to all the other mess they are. And if Putin wants to go around beating his chest, he could better do it to try to take care of his own country as it is right now, much less trying to go out after Ukraine. Same with Biden. But in a sense, they look at it that they are taking care of their own country. Of course, funding the military-industrial complex only generates money in the long run, which generates taxes, which generates ability to spend more money. So there is a method to this madness, but it shouldn't be at the expense of our money itself going into all this that we don't have, putting us further in debt, with the thought that Biden has, oh, he'll get us out of debt because we'll be spending money, they'll generate money. Blah, blah, blah. No. Let's worry about taking care of things here. The hell with Ukraine. If Russia wants it, go ahead and take it. But that's not Biden. Biden likes this stuff. He likes getting the military out and about. He wants them to go and challenge everything around because this is what Biden's always been for 50 years. If people had bothered to actually research his background, which they didn't bother to do. So here we have a situation where we've got a bunch of troops. And we're not alone. We got NATO involved, too. Notice who's not as involved. Those who are not necessarily as in financial crisis as we are right now. What Germany sent some parachutes or something over. This is all a setup. And it's all typical Biden saber-rattling. I believe he's making a speech as I speak right now. And he's going to be beating his chest. Look what I did. I'm getting Russia to back off. You want to look for collusion? Someone do some research between what's been going on here the last 2 weeks. I think you're going to find that this was a giant setup, as has happened in the past, and not just with Biden. Let's go look at the Bushes for a while. Anyway, the problem here comes into a matter of we needing to be worried about what's going on here in our country. Biden is not focused on that. As Republicans, we see that because of the immense amount of money being spent. And certainly, there's no one who's done more of that than Biden. The complaint about Trump was that he was spending too much in the military budget. Yes, he increased it every year. He increased it quite a bit from Obama, oddly enough. Obama ended up with his last year was $619 billion, and Trump bumped it to $700 billion. And Trump's intent, he claimed, was to back off our military, which he did. He did start pulling folks back. Of course, the whole virus hysteria turned a lot of that around because money had to go into trying to save everybody's life and fund the pharmaceutical companies. Ooh, and that sure as heck worked. So Trump actually raised it to the point of his last year being $741 billion. But here comes Biden. He's supported by the so-called left. Don't all the Trumpers out there, as I call them, go around saying Biden is a leftist. He doesn't care about anything. Well, Biden actually increased the budget from Trump's $741 to $778 billion. Not decreased it, but increased it. So when Obama ended at $619, Biden is now at $778. And I thought we were peaceful. Until this happens in the Ukraine, and suddenly Biden has reason for that budget line that was passed back in December. At the time, Biden said that Russia was a danger, but moreover, China is. But China isn't going after people with weapons, are they really? I mean, they're inside their country, they are. They're taking over the rest of the planet by going underground. We ignore that, of course, because we can't really do anything about it. We can't send troops after it. Where's the money in that? So we let that happen. It's perfectly fine. If you go against it, now you're a racist. So, you know, if one thing doesn't work, you do the other. All this, of course, is helping China to be very successful in their efforts to get control over the planet. While we educate uneducated types just sit back and say, as Theron Exington says on his Theron program that starts at 3 o'clock, I highly recommend it, by the way, WAAM out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays. He always says, when's the game? When's the game on? Yeah, that's people today. They're really not paying attention. Because don't you think the left, who are so upset marching in the streets during Trump, wouldn't they be marching in the streets about what Biden's doing? Now, some are. There are people marching in the streets in France about this whole Ukraine thing. Stop it. Peace, love, war. Peace and love, that is not war. Peace and love. There are those who are jumping up and down about that, but you're not seeing that in this country. In fact, I've talked to a few people here in the last week who don't even know what that's going on. But we need to pay attention to this stuff. This is Biden blowing a lot of cash. So what does this mean for November? Let's look at that. Right now, things look dire and horrible for the Democrat Party. Biden's making it much, much worse. Does this make it better? How many leftist Democrats from the Alexandria Cortez crazy pool are going to go along with Biden's blowing cash on $778 billion when he can't get his Build Back Better, I keep wanting to call it Build Back Better plan off the ground. In fact, I think only 8% has actually gone to social programs, the thing that Cortez is such a tizzy about. Is Cortez going to actually go out there and back a bunch of Biden supporters? I don't think so. What is going to happen? I'll tell you, one thing is by funding the military-industrial complex, that is only going to help fund Democrat candidates, which is only going to help them win because, as I point out, the general American public has no idea what's going on, and they're not going to go back and read about these candidates. They're just going to look for the D and go vote for it. So Democrats will probably vote for Democrats. But there will be those who had slid over to the Trump side and slid to the Biden side are going to slide back into anybody but Biden and connected to him. There is another factor I haven't mentioned, and that's Saudi Arabia. Biden's always loved the Mideast. He's always loved making sure that they're doing quite well because they make sure he's doing quite well. Well, here we go again. This whole thing with the Ukraine, immediately, the day he said, there's something very, very wrong, something very, very wrong that said that one president can't change oil prices. And I will send you to watch the oil prices today, February 15th, 2022, Putin pulls back troops, one action by one president. Guess what? Gas prices started to slide. When Biden sends 3,000 troops out for this excursion, gas prices soared. That same moment that announcement came. Yes, leaders can change gas prices. It's all about the commodities market. The commodities market, the stock market in general is a big, fickle gambling hall. And they all throw their cash in. And all the wind has to sway is a little bit this way or a little bit that way. And they pull their money, they put their money. And because unfortunately, though there are a ton of day traders out there, there's still the big dogs out there, your Charles Schwab's types and those bundles and Raymond James. They control so much they handle, hundreds of thousands of people. So what they will, if they move one way or the other, it has a major effect. It can have a major effect on the stock market. Stock market is not in favor of us, America. Excuse me. They are there for them to make money for the gambling halls. Excuse me. It's a little sinuses are going a little nutty with the weather here in Florida. We have to pay attention to that. If the stock market goes up, that's not good for us. That's good for them. The stock market is working against us. They're always working to make sure they make money off of everybody else. So don't look at them. Our economy is doing well when you're doing well, when I'm doing well. That's when our economy is doing well. That's what you need to pay attention to. So if you're driving around right now, and please do, you'll notice how things don't look so hot, do they? Especially if you go to some of the bigger cities. I'm here in Florida. You drive around downtown Orlando, downtown Jacksonville. Jacksonville should be an exception to how I'm going to finish this, but it is an exception of sorts. But downtown Orlando, downtown Miami, downtown Tampa, all controlled by Democrats. It's dirty. There's homeless all over the place. It's not a pleasant experience. Now, unfortunately, that's somewhat true for Jacksonville, too. They certainly have homeless. They don't have as many. It's not as bad, but it's still bad. It is being run by a Republican. But that Republican is not a good Republican. He's a tax-spend Republican. He's not all that like Buddy Dyer in Orlando. That's Lenny Curry in Jacksonville. But these downtowns are not doing well, and they're being controlled mostly by Democrats. And that shows you that things are not doing well in our economy because the people are not working hard enough. I was just talking to yesterday involving this book I'm working on about how local businesses are having trouble staying alive right now. They're having trouble staying alive because the people are going to the chains because they don't trust the locals because they don't know the locals. They trust all the advertising. This is why we've just been through all this with the virus hysteria, because people want to trust what the media tells them, and so they don't bother to read into it or learn anymore. Well, this is how someone like Biden could get away with all this stuff. Alexandria Cortez could be completely ignored because CNN's not paying attention to her. They're more interested in the cash they can get off of what Biden's playing, and it's working in a sense. Of course, we'll have to see what happens in November. I think what's the problem Biden really has to do by November is to get gas prices to go down. And how he does that, I don't know if it's going to. But the actions here just this week are and certainly when you look at things like the what's going on at the Canadian border, all this stuff is showing that the gas increase that we've seen is going to increase inflation here in the next month, 2 months, and those numbers are not going to be fun come the end of May, as college kids are coming out looking for work and people aren't able to hire as much because they don't have as much to be able to hire people, and that's a big problem. And we could see unemployment go higher because inflation is going higher. People don't understand how all this works together, and. Biden is not playing well for the individual American. He's doing well for the special interests, as he always has. But this is a big problem we need to worry about and pay attention to for November so that we make sure we get good people in who are going to be hopefully at least try to pay attention. We have this lunatic Laura Loomer is looking to run for Congress. That's not a good direction to go in. She yaps her mouth, but she's never accomplished anything. That doesn't mean you go and vote for her. You vote for people who can accomplish things. She's looking to take Dan Webster's seat. Well, Dan Webster has not been Mr. Effective, but he's gotten some things done over the decades, and he knows what he's doing more than she could ever know because she's always been a bit nutty about stuff. Well, when you see people like the Laura Loomers running for office, that's not a good sign. It's showing that people aren't paying attention, much as we saw Biden get elected. I'll add Trump into that, too, and Obama, and the Bushes. People aren't reading about their backgrounds and who these people are. They're believing what they want to, that the media feeds them. And we need to pay more attention. Please, if you can get out there. That's why I do this podcast. I hope I enlighten a little bit here, but I hope you will do the same. Please, we've got to get people to think more, to reason more, to weigh and consider more. Because if they did do that, we would have much better chance of being able to have a better country than we have right now, not go through these silly things like Russia invading the Ukraine, for heaven's sakes. This may continue on for a while because everybody's making money. The special interests are making money off this. The media makes money. The military industrial complex makes money. The gas companies make money. Oil companies and all those subsidiaries thereof are making big cash. But in the long run, it really hurts us, and it's horrible stuff. And it's showing how Biden is definitely going to go down as a very, very bad president, even though he's only just passed his first year. But we have a little less than 3 years more of this stuff, and he loves to saber-rattle. Don't be surprised if we're not in some war or two come the end of that 3 years. Very possible or probable. That cheery news. Yeah! Hey, we're going to go to war! But that's Biden. He's got a history of it. He sure got Obama going along those lines. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, being a part of things. You all have a great time. Please get out there, educate yourselves, read as much as you can, learn all you can. And I know I work at that myself. So you all have fun, and I will talk to you all down the road. Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Bye-bye.
It's all right, it's okay, doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right, I say it's okay, listen to what I say. It's all right, doing fine, doesn't really matter.